Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox will be here. No Brady Quinn. He will be back on Monday, obviously traveling. He's got some family stuff. He's also going to go to the game and be a part of it for Fox's coverage of Big Noon Kickoff and Michigan and Ohio State and all the good stuff coming up on Saturday with that one. But it is LeVar Arrington, okay. Jonas Knox with you here. And we are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, wherever you're listening. Listening on either one of our hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates or the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate you doing so, and we bring it to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say, for those of you waking up on the East Coast who might have gotten a little bit banged up last night.
On the East Coast?
And you got to wake up early because you got to prep all the food so everybody can stuff their faces the entire day. I just want to say I commend you because that's not easy to do. Having to wake up with all that you got going on last night, the parties, the family in town, the friends you haven't seen for a while, good and to job. Have to go through all of that to try and get this meal ready for everybody, I commend those people.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them. Oh. That ain't happening. But I would commend those people who decided to go ahead and take part and willing themselves across the finish line so they can make sure everybody eats okay. And that might also be part of the reason why some people pass out early. You know, you get after it a little bit. You get up early to make these things. You watch some football. Maybe there's a bad game or two. And next thing you know, you're out by 1 o'clock, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's a wrap.
Well, I just got to let everyone know. There's no telling what may come out of my mouth today with the words that I say. Because I believe I am still recovering from last evening. And I don't know how long ago it was that I came in from last evening to coming here today this morning.
I mean,
I still feel a little foggy. What, just because I had one, maybe two drinks, what, now that makes me an alcoholic? I don't think so.
See, here's the thing, though. When you were playing in the NFL or when you were playing football growing up, like, this was a game week for most of the time, right? So you couldn't really partake in some of the weekday festivities that some people partook in that don't play football or didn't play football at a high level all those years.
Yeah. So I've never really been a big drinker. I'm just good at it.
Right. Well, I mean, listen, a lot of people, you know, are really good at stuff. They take it as far as they can because they know it pays the bills. But, yeah, you know, it's not really their first love.
It's not my first love. I didn't want to, you know, push the limits of it. I think I had 3 or 4, maybe 5 Long Islands last night.
Hey, man, people get after it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. We were at a little local family-owned restaurant.
Not 2, not 3.
Yeah.
Not 4.
Yeah.
Not 5.
I'm saying.
Not 6.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe it was 6. I don't know, because I still feel it. Well, I do know that.
Well, listen.
I woke up this morning, Jonas.
It's all good.
That was between Nads and Jonas.
It's all good. So I thought there was a Z at the end of it.
Is it Jonas now?
You're going to say
Jonas?
Happy Hanukkah after that. No.
Nope. I was about to say something. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Anyway.
Hey, Chris, have the dump button ready. Yeah. I'm just saying. Have it ready.
I'm ready to work.
We got it right.
I'm ready to work. I'm just saying.
We are ready to go.
With everything being said, everyone, I'm ready to work.
Yeah. So we are fired up. We're excited. And we are here all the way up again for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio.
You're going to want to listen to this show,
yeah,
everyone.
Why not?
I'm just telling you, like, this is one of those shows in particular, like, on your holiday chill mood and, like Jonas said, getting up from, you know, the recovery of last evening. Or if you're still going and you're heading home, you know, you might be heading home or to the diner or whatever it may be. You want to listen to this show.
Hey, look, our friends in Hawaii listening on the blowtorch of the Hawaiian Islands, Fox Sports 990.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's 1 a.m. out there.
There's
probably a couple
they're
of people leaving the bars. Yeah, why not? You know, they're having a good time there. It's probably like 78 degrees still at this time at night. You know, the wind's blowing. They got palm trees around them. They got a turkey to cook in a few hours. And they say, screw it. We're going to listen to 2 pros and a cup of Joe.
I mean, I'd say.
And have another Kona.
I'd suggest that they turn the music off. And wherever it is that they're at, and turn this show on.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be more entertaining to go with what they're drinking at this point rather than just listening to music.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should listen to our voices.
I totally agree. Now, with that being said.
How about Zach Wilson?
Yeah, probably not the best Thanksgiving week for Zach Wilson.
How about that, Zach Wilson?
Look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think they were actually going to bench him. I didn't think Robert Saleh was actually going to make the move. I know there had been some speculation. Everything's on the table, but it felt more like a threat, kind of a wake-up call, than it was an actual benching. And not only is Zach Wilson benched for this game against the Bears this week, he's not even active. Mike White's getting the start. Joe Flacco's the backup. And Zach Wilson's going to be in street clothes watching this game take place. Now, Robert Saleh yesterday spoke about the decision. He spoke about his reasoning behind the decision. Here is a little bit from the head coach of the New York Jets.
Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. The biggest thing with Zach, and the same things that we've talked about, is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine, but there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him. Is it a small step back? Absolutely for him. But do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. This is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that.
So there it is. That was Robert Saleh.
That's a nail.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if it's the nail in the coffin, but it is a nail in the coffin. And he is in a coffin. He did admit that it's not the nail in the coffin, but he didn't say Zach Wilson isn't in the coffin. Sometimes you just got to pay attention to the little things, you know, the little details connected to, you know, things that people say, because they're telling you what you need to hear. You just got to be listening to hear it. So what you're saying is Zach Wilson is in the coffin. The nail just isn't in it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, happy Thanksgiving. If you were wondering how soon into the show before we get a coffin reference, if you had the under of 9 minutes, congratulations. You're a big winner here to start off your Thanksgiving holiday. But point being, I guess I'm trying to reason with why the move is made. And the only thing I can come up with is maybe he thinks, let him just sit back and watch. And maybe if he sits back and watches, he'll get a better understanding as to what's going on. It's either that or Zach Wilson really pissed off some people on that
team.
There
you go. Now that's where you need to live.
Because
that's where you need to live.
Because if it was just about play, then to me the move would be, all right, you know, have him be the backup, but he's not going to start. So that way, if something happens, you can bring him into the game, and maybe he's not thinking as much. He just goes in there and he plays. But the fact that he's inactive tells me
he lost the team.
Yeah,
Jonas.
This is as much of a punishment as it is a detriment.
I would say it's not a punishment. It is the team is bigger than any one player, and he lost the team with the things that he said.
Yeah.
And the one thing in particular where he did not take accountability for letting the team down. You 100% let the team down with the way you played. You could have played better. And let's just say, for the sake of saying, even if it were true that he wasn't the sole purpose or the sole reason why that didn't happen, take it anyway. You take it anyway because that's what leaders do. You take the bullets. You know the pressure's coming your way. You take it. Like, yeah, I could have done better.
Brady Quinton said it earlier this week, the exact same thing. I heard Mark Sanchez say the exact same thing. Both those guys played in the Jets organization. Mark Sanchez started a bunch of games for the Jets and said something along the lines of, that's part of the gig. You got to wear it. You got to stand up there and you got to take accountability when your team struggles and you got to own it. It's not the best part of the job, but it's part of the job.
The audio is damning enough, but when you see the video of it and you see like the blank look, like almost like you can draw so many different conclusions, but I think the one that if you're a teammate, you draw a conclusion of dismissive, arrogant, detached. I think you draw conclusions that are turn-off conclusions. He turned some people off, and it must have been enough of a turn-off to a lot of people that it made Robert Saleh have to make a decision. Do I stay committed to
Zach Wilson?
You see what happened here?
That's all right. Listen. All right.
Do I stay committed to
Easy
Zach Wilson?
Easy podcast fix. Not a problem. It just is.
Dang, bro. Do you stay committed to Zach Wilson?
Talking to your ass. You fat wolf. All I done hooked you up with.
Oh, you better have your vest on. You better have your vest on.
I'll cover for you.
I'm coming to get you.
Slow
baby.
Down just a little bit.
Baby, I'm going to come get you. I really believe Robert Saleh had to do what he did with Zach Wilson in order, put to you like this, there was a dilemma, and the dilemma was, do I ride with Zach or do I put the team first? And whatever was said to the coach that was stated between the leaders of that team, the players of that team, to the coach, and what that coach had to say back to those players, his actions had to fit. Because the one thing that I do know, and I've been in a locker room that had many of coaches come through it and many of quarterbacks come through it. The one thing I do know, the question Robert Saleh had to ask himself before he made this decision, whatever reasoning he gave to the media, that's fine. The question he had to ask and answer before he came out and said this, and this is a hot take, is Zach Wilson worth me losing the locker room? Is Zach Wilson, as the quarterback of this team, and me supporting him and pushing through this and kind of addressing it, but still continuing to move forward with Zach Wilson as my starting quarterback, is it worth me, the head coach, me being in a position where I am losing the locker room? And I think we would all know what the answer is based upon what the decision has been that has been made.
And also, Robert Saleh made mention at some point yesterday where, look, the post-game comments didn't impact my decision on this whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
I call BS, and here's why. If Zach Wilson played the way that he played against the Patriots, and then Zach Wilson shows up at the post-game press conference and says, I got to be better. I feel like, yes, I did let him down, and I need to be a better, perform better. The defense put us in a position to win, and I failed on my end in order. Zach Wilson starting this week against the Bears. That's a fact.
Yes.
Anybody that tries to dispute that, you can look
at all. Well, he said he's made great decisions on the field. He said this has nothing really to do with his play. I think that's what he said. Isn't that what he said, Lee?
He's been very complimentary at times to Zach Wilson. But like when he says things like, well, the post-game comments had nothing to do with it. Yes, it did. That's why the conversation took the turn that it took. And that's why you had players in that locker room, and this was made public, and you won't find anybody that's disputing this, that were pissed off about the way he handled it. That he was walking around the locker room like, I mean, what? What did I do?
Or detached. You got to be able to read the room, especially if you're supposed to be by default the leader of at least one side of it.
There's nothing worse than being an a-hole and not knowing it. All right, if you're an a-hole and you call yourself out on it, say, sorry, I'm a jerk sometimes, you know, or you own up to it, that's one thing. But if you walk around and you're aloof to the situation and what's happening and you've got an attitude that rubs people the wrong way, especially in a game in which your defense allowed 3 points, you lost on a special teams touchdown, it's the Patriots who you lost 14 straight games to. If you're one of, and we talked about it on Monday, if you're one of those players on defense, you're fuming. Then you hear him say the things that he said afterwards.
I couldn't even imagine the things people, teammates said about him.
Look, here's the thing about the Jets, and we can all poke fun at the Jets. Their defense is legit, man. You look at every statistical category, they're top 10 in the league. Every statistical category, they are a top-tier defense in the league. The problem is at quarterback. And so when he steps up,
they could have won the game. They were in position.
Yes.
His yardage
He has 77 yards.
His yardage at the end of that game was horrible, man.
To put that into perspective.
He was missing. He wasn't seeing receivers. He wasn't making the throws. He was missing throws. Go ahead. Put it in perspective for him.
Josh Allen, I think, threw he had a long touchdown pass. I forget which game it was, earlier this season to Gabe Davis. Josh Allen on one pass play had almost 20 more yards than Zach Wilson had in an entire game against the Patriots on Sunday.
That's crazy.
So when that is, and the cherry on top of that
somebody
Sunday is,
said,
I didn't do anything wrong. It's a problem, and that's why we're here.
Someone should have said, you didn't do anything wrong. Did you happen to look at the stats from the game? Excuse me, Mr. Zach Wilson. Can I just read you off one statistical category that was associated with you in this game, please?
Yeah, What do you mean you didn't know?
It's not you. It was you.
Yeah, it is. So not a good situation, but the Jets are moving forward. Zach Wilson, again, will be in street clothes. Mike White's your starter. Joe Flacco's your backup. They take on the Bears this coming weekend. And so we will have more on that game throughout the course of this show as well. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We got In Case You Missed It. We're also going to have some over-unders as we get you set for a trio of Thanksgiving Day games, and it's all yours here on this three-hour extravaganza on a Thanksgiving Thursday here on FSR. Coming up next, though, from the TireRack.com studios, somebody in the NFL has finally admitted to something that was so obvious many weeks ago. You'll hear from them. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up, we will call it, let's call it about 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. We are going to introduce to you a throwback from your youth. Something from your childhood will be on full display coming up later on today. We'll explain what that is in another edition of In Case You Missed It. That's, again, a little over 20 minutes from now here on FSR. All right, so Aaron Rodgers, there's been some speculation, okay? Not about him licking toads.
Or many Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, that or the ayahuasca or
the
whatever.
Ayahuasca.
Although I don't think he's a Long Island guy. I think he's like a Scotch guy.
Oh, okay.
Because remember he was at that Bucks game and they challenged him to slam a beer and he couldn't really do it. And David Bakhtiari ripped two, like, woof, woof.
Yeah, just I remember that.
Kinda.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers couldn't do it. And then afterwards he said, well, if it was like a scotch or something like that, you know, I could partake. Mm. But, you know, he's not, yeah, so I don't know if
scotch made my stomach just hurt.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's turning anyway, but.
Listen, a nice.
Listening to scotch made it turn even more.
A nice scotch whiskey.
Ew.
With like a, you know, like a nice glass of ice.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like a big old stone of ice.
Yeah, you could do something like that. I don't really have any of those.
Big
I got
old
that,
ball.
I got that old school. You fill up that ice tray and then you got to like break it apart to get the ice cubes out.
Yeah.
Because
we have that too, but they're footballs.
Really?
Yeah. They're molds for footballs.
Yeah, our fridge doesn't have, the freezer doesn't work because I walked out into the kitchen one morning.
Yeah.
And, basically needed a canoe paddle to try and get to the coffee because there was a leak, sprung a leak, and then I just decided I don't want to deal with this anymore and I don't want to have to pay for a new fridge. So I just cut ties, tied up the tubes, no longer water going into the fridge, so we got to do it manually. But again, that's the mean streets of Thousand Oaks, California. It's just how we do it in our parts. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Did that just go over live radio? Yeah. You just told that story on live
radio. On live radio.
You tied the tubes of,
of
your
fridge.
Freezer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no longer ice babies allowed there. Tied them up.
Wow. All right.
Clean to go.
Didn't so, want to buy a new fridge.
No, not doing it yet. Okay. Refuse to.
Doesn't fit the budget.
No, not, I'm just not doing it. I don't want to do it.
Bro, you probably got so much money, man.
No.
You probably got so much money, dude. You really must have a whole lot.
No, my wife does. I don't.
Your wife does, has a whole lot of money, or,
I don't have
or she spends it.
Yeah, but, well, you know. You know those Amazon boxes that show up stacked a mile high at your place?
You have that going on at your spot.
Yeah, okay. Kind of something along that. Okay. So there's that that's happening. But Aaron Rodgers.
Back to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's got this issue with his thumb, and he did confirm yesterday in talking with the people in Green Bay that it is a broken thumb. Here was the Packers quarterback.
Well, I think I've had worse injuries I've played with. So, you know, definitely a challenge, but the days off helped. Feeling better this week.
He never actually told us it was broken, right? Like publicly. So,
what didn't make a difference.
It doesn't.
No. Doesn't make a difference. Me playing, you know, doesn't make a difference. You saw the tape on my thumb. Didn't make a difference.
That would seem to me.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, it would seem to me like a broken thumb would make a difference trying to throw the football. But you know, who the hell knows? Here's my question though, because the Packers are a diaper fire. They're not good. They're 4-7. They've got no chance. All right, they've got they're at Philly this week. They're at the Bears. They've
fix
got the Dolphins.
Thumb. I know where you're going. Where
they've got it. Just so
fix the thumb. See what you got in Jordan Love.
Exactly. Like at what point? And I don't think surgery is necessary on the thumb. But at what point, if you're the Packers, do you not say, "Hey, why don't we shut it down a little bit?" You know, like I think there's some speculation the Rams might do it with Stafford because they understand what is actually happening, what their season really is, what's going on, and why, you know, play it safe, but also let's go ahead and just, you know, we understand what the final conclusion of this season is going to be. Let's move forward to next year. And if that means you throw Jordan Love out there to see what you got in him and maybe you build up some trade interest or who knows, maybe they decide after this year, hey, we want to go in that direction as opposed to running it back with Rodgers. It just feels to me, what's the point at this point with the Packers?
I mean, there's no reason for me to disagree with that. I don't know what the point is. If the man has a fractured, broken thumb and it needs to be repaired, repair it now and see what you have in Jordan Love. There's no reason to sit there. If I'm Matt LaFleur, if I'm the front office, there's no reason to sit there and be like, we're not going to throw Jordan Love into this scenario in this situation. It is a situation set for him to fail, but it's also a situation that's set for him to have the opportunity. And all a person can ask for is an opportunity. So regardless of what the circumstances are and the conditions surrounding him getting that opportunity, he needs to have the opportunity, the chance to show that he can either step up and be a positive contributor under these circumstances or he can't. But you'll never know unless you see what he's capable of doing. So in this moment in time where this team is really, like you said, they're really bad. Like, they're not good at all. They're not good at all. There's no reason for Aaron Rodgers to push through other than to say, you're paying me all of this money, and I'm going to continue to play regardless of what the outcomes are. I'm going to continue to play. But if you're talking about, as an organization, we just got done talking about Zach Wilson and what that represented in New York. What does this represent in Green Bay? Right now, you have a guy that has a injured thumb. Yes, he's one of the GOATs. Yes, he's a reigning two-time MVP of the league. But their season is off the rails. Now, I would say this. It's different. The two are different because the Jets are still very much in this season.
Oh, yeah.
Green Bay is very much going the opposite direction of relevance towards making it to the postseason. So there's that. And so if I'm a player and I'm like, well, if Aaron Rodgers can't make it work with our team, then why would we think any other player that we have on our roster at that position would be able to do it? And maybe that's a thought process of it as well, is at least this team will continue to fight and try to win games and try to be competitive with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. I don't know. Maybe that's the conversation LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have. I don't really know what the motivation would be. And I think that would be the best question to ask. If I'm asking Aaron Rodgers in an interview right now, the question of why are you not going to get your finger repaired or allow for your thumb to heal up properly, and then you decide if you're going to come back or not, why is it so important to you that you continue to play right now? And he may give you a very, very honest and obvious question. He may give you a cryptic or a, you know, just a, I don't know, tongue-in-cheek type of answer. I don't know. It seems pretty clear-cut that the answer would most likely be somewhere along the lines of you don't want to let your team down or you still feel like this team has a chance. But really, why wouldn't you allow yourself to let your – and it's his throwing – it's his throwing hand thumb. Why would you not allow your thumb to heal under these circumstances?
If you're a betting man right now, and by the way, for our friends listening in Wisconsin right now on our fine affiliates, 1070, the game in Wisconsin, we're not trying to be doom and gloom on the Packers. We're just saying what you all feel and maybe don't want to say out loud. The team's bad. It doesn't look like it's getting any better this year. Rather go into next year, make a couple of moves in the offseason, get better on the offensive line, get a legitimate weapon for Aaron Rodgers to work with, hope the defense improves because they've been disappointing this year. And then you come back next year in a division that's very winnable because, the Lions have made progress, but it's still not a team that you look at and go, that's going to take over, control the division. The Bears are still rebuilding. And Minnesota, who the hell knows? One week they go into Buffalo and win. The next week they get blown out by 40 by the Cowboys. So, to me, that would be the plan in place and the hope moving forward. And then you try and maybe build a little bit through the draft if you're the Packers. But if they get to a point where they lose a few more games and you got a couple of weeks left in the regular season, why not run Jordan Love out there? And I actually don't think Rodgers would be opposed to that. I really don't. I don't think Rodgers would look at it and say, no, I'm offended by this. This bothers me. I'm the starting quarterback. This is my team. I came back for this. I think Rodgers understands what the realization is there, and I think he would be okay with the idea of, hey, man, we got to at least see what we've got in Jordan Love. Rodgers has got a couple of years left at best, and we need to decide whether or not we're going to pick up some options, maybe extend him a little bit, and whether or not he's going to be the quarterback of the future. I don't think he would be opposed to that. So the idea that Rodgers finishes the season, if I were a betting man, I don't think it happens. I think Jordan Love at some point is going to start a game for the Packers this year. And I think it's going to be out of maybe precaution, but I think Jordan Love is going to be a starting quarterback for the Packers this year. If you were a betting man, you're in Vegas right now. You just lost a bunch of money at blackjack, like TJ Houshmandzadeh told me you did because you didn't know when to just,
over like 30 grand.
Yeah, listen, it happens.
Off of $500.
It happens to the best of us, but if you're in Vegas and they say to you, is Jordan Love going to start a game this year for the Packers? What are you betting?
All of it.
I agree. Like, I just, so.
I'd bet all of it.
To me, it's just a matter of
but
when.
But I will say this. They're third in the North, in the NFC North. They're at 4-7. The Lions, the Detroit Lions, are number two. If I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Number two in the division, by the way.
In the division. Number two in the NFC North.
Well,
I said NFC North.
I know, but you said they were number two. I don't want anybody to take that and kind of twist it.
Well, I had started off by saying the Green Bay Packers were number three in the NFC North.
Yeah, when you call somebody number two, it's kind of an insult. You know what I mean?
Number two.
Yeah, it's kind of an insult. But
the Vikings are number one in the NFC North.
Yeah, they're winning.
The Detroit Lions are number two in the NFC North. That's kind of weird to keep that. I don't know.
And then you got the Packers and you got the Bears.
What you trying to say? That's your squad. They're number two right now in the North, in the NFC North. Listen, all I'm saying is here's where the offense may come in. Here's where the defense mechanism of Aaron Rodgers may come into play in a scenario like this. I don't believe he thinks this season is over.
You don't really?
I don't believe he thinks this season is out of reach. At four wins, which is the same win total as the Detroit Lions, he's either looking at it from the standpoint of if we can catch fire and we can get through a couple of these games, we can push for the wild card. If the wheels fall off for Detroit, which they very well could, and we saw what happened to Minnesota. The wheels could possibly fall off for Minnesota. So if they keep playing, there's the small glimmer of hope that they could play their way back into a wild card scenario situation or possibly even contend for the NFC North.
According to DraftKings, the Packers' odds at making the playoffs are plus 700. So basically, they are 7-1. Like if you bet $100, you would win $700 if they make the playoffs. The flip side of that, the no is -1200. So we're talking borderline astronomical chances that the Green Bay Packers make the playoffs. Rodgers has to know with the way this season has gone. Like when I look at him, I just look at a guy who says, "Yeah, it ain't good this year," and we'll just try and do what we can, and then get to the offseason and figure it out. I think deep down he probably knows they're in an impossible spot here with all these losses piling
up.
Dallas
dismantled Minnesota.
I know.
They didn't just beat them. They beat them. Right?
Yeah.
They didn't just win the game. They beat them.
Gave them the switch.
Corporal punishment.
Yep.
Spanked that ass. Caned him. Kane Cousins. Did you see the memes of making Michael Parsons Debo grabbing the chains off of his neck? It's my chain, punk. Like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, if I'm Detroit, if I'm Green Bay, I say, did you see what just happened to Minnesota? They got a hard game this weekend coming up. Who do they have this weekend?
Minnesota has got the Patriots coming up later tonight.
That's a hard game for them. That could be two straight losses. They get another win this week, so they play who? Who does Green Bay play this week?
Green Bay's got Philly.
That's bad. That's not good for them.
Minnesota's got a 4-game lead in the division, dude.
I get it.
It's over.
I hear what you're saying. And
dead
listen,
man.
Dead man walking. I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to walk you through the mind of an ultimate, ultra-competitive person. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to paint the picture. 4 games removed to Aaron Rodgers probably is doable. In his mind, I can do it. And that feeling of that burst of adrenaline where you could actually be known for the guy that brought them from 4 games behind when the season seemingly looked out of reach and you created this turnaround and y'all did it. Y'all surmounted an insurmountable situation. That goes further towards the legend of Aaron Rodgers. And if you don't think he's sitting there thinking that by saying my thumb is broken, but I'm still going, I'm doing this, he's painting the picture, he's creating the narrative to be able to say, I am indeed the GOAT. I overcame this. Wasn't just easy. I overcame all of these things, like Tom Brady's knee, right? Except now we know in time right now that that's what's going on, is he does have an injured thumb.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we are going to bring you back to your youth. Some good news. It is a throwback here on Thanksgiving, and it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up, top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to look ahead to what may be a first time in a long time on Thanksgiving in the NFL. We'll have that for you here on FSR. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, want to let you know that, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Fellas, the NFL is going to start an annual John Madden Thanksgiving Day tradition. In order to honor John Madden, who passed away last December, all players are going to be wearing a Madden decal on their helmets. There will be a Madden logo painted on the 25-yard line of all three fields today. There's going to be a Madden montage video talking about football and the holiday before each game. And there will be a Madden player of the game of each game, where their $10,000 check will be rewarded to a youth or high school football program in their name.
Love me some John Madden. How great it was Madden back in the day. People nowadays that are just starting to watch football, they don't know the simple beauty of John Madden and Pat Summerall calling games. Just talk about letting a call breathe a little bit. Touchdown! And that was it. And then John Madden would follow up with which lineman made a block and how much he eats pregame.
Look at the way he pulls around that corner. He just came around there and boom! And he just got up in there and then he starts breaking it down.
It's the best. I didn't know
coach's lingo.
By the way, when he would hand out that turducken, I didn't know that a turducken was like an actual thing. It's a turkey.
A whole thing.
It's a turkey and a duck, right?
The duck is inside of the turkey.
Yeah.
And a chicken, right?
Yeah.
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 I just thought a turducken was like an eight-legged turkey. It was like deformed or something. I swear to God.
Turducken. Yeah, turducken.
Like
you remember he cut it open with his hand on it. It was gross when he did it.
Yeah, but I swear to God, I thought it was like an eight-legged turkey. It, like, remember Antonio Alfonseca had an extra finger on his hand? He used to pitch for the Marlins. He had like an extra finger on his hands. I just always thought, oh, it's an Alfonseca turkey. He's got like an extra leg or something. And apparently not. It's like one stuffed in the other, which, by the way, sounds absolutely disgusting. Just sounds gross. And
How do you get all of those inside of the turkey is what I want to know. Do you stuff the chicken inside of the duck and then somehow find a way to stick the duck inside of the turkey?
That is correct.
Do you lube it up with gravy?
Oh.
I mean, like.
What did he say?
You butterfly it.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, we're trying to come up with these answers here, folks. All right. We're trying to do you a favor. We're trying to either steer you in the direction of a turducken or away from it.
I mean, it's a big enough cavity to fit a duck and a chicken, clearly.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Maybe it's a Cornish hen.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys.
You are stupid.
In case you
missed it. What is wrong with you?
Budweiser is seeking $47 million from FIFA over their last-minute decision to ban alcohol from the World Cup. Budweiser also announced they're going to be giving all the beer that they had sent over to Qatar to the winning country.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
what if it's Qatar?
What a bait and switch, man. Yeah, you imagine if Qatar got it. Like, what a move by the people there that just thought, you know what, last minute we're going to go ahead and tell everybody they can't drink. And then you got the FIFA president coming out and saying, well, you know, you should be able to sit through a three-hour soccer game without drinking. Cool. What about the other 21 hours that I'm here in Qatar? Can I have a cocktail, please? What a joke. Damn World Cup in Qatar. You know what I mean?
Creating storylines.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, $48 million.
What do you think happy hour in Qatar looks like?
Not very happy, seemingly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.